Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 through 9 in the Phillips translation of the Bible. It says this: "From their number comes those creatures who worm their way into people's houses and find easy prey in silly women with an exaggerated sense of sin and morbid cravings, who are always learning and yet never able to grasp the truth. These men are as much enemies to the truth as Jannes and Jambres were to Moses. Their minds are distorted, and they are traitors to the faith. But in the long run, they won't get far. Their folly will become as obvious to everybody as did that of Moses' opponents. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, we don't want to be people who oppose you. We don't want to be people who oppose your servants either. And so, Lord, help us to become people who are encouragers and worshipers. Encouragers in the sense of, help us to have eyes today to see those who need to be encouraged. And worshipers, Lord, we pray that as life gets chaotic, which it will, we would turn our attention from this earth and we would turn our eyes upon you. We would look full into your wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. So Lord, we pray for that upper look, to look at the heavenly realms where you are seated in the heavenly places. And so help us to remember you are on the throne. You are ruling from heaven, that you have accomplished what you set out to do, that we have been set free and set aside in holiness to accomplish your purposes. And Lord, all of this just seems like a bunch of words, but I really truly mean it. I want you to rejuvenate my vision for the future, rejuvenate our vision for what you have for us, to connect us deeply to you so that we're not just floating around in this world without tether and without anchor. Lord, help us to keep alert of our enemy, the devil, who wants to roar like a lion. He seeks to devour his prey. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy us. And he wants to de-story us too. If we just change a few of those letters from destroy to de-story, I think there's something to be said about that. He wants to take away our story. So Lord, keep us alert. Help us to remember that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against the people who are driving us crazy. It's the heavenly realms. It's the spiritual powers of darkness in the heavenly places. So Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for alertness and discernment about the schemes of the enemy in our lives. Lord, thank you that you are stronger, you are greater, you have conquered death, you have conquered the enemy. It says that you came for this very purpose, that you would destroy the works of the evil one, and I am, for one, very grateful to that. And I even think, as I look at this passage about those who lead others astray, and then we have Jannes and Jambres mentioned, these folks, and even though you see it in the narrative with Judas, they have been influenced by the demonic. And our battle isn't against those humans, but it's against what is going on behind the scenes. Give us that spiritual vision today to be able to pull back the curtain of what is really going on. I'm reminded of that scene in The Wizard of Oz when Toto pulls back the curtain and you see a little man on a box pulling levers. And I just proclaim that that is what the picture is for the heavenly battle that's going on before us. We are battling against an already defeated foe, someone that really doesn't have any power. And we thank you, Lord, that you are victorious in that realm, that you have done such miracles already in our lives to defeat evil, and we trust you today for that. We also leave those people in our lives into your hands that are led astray by some of these people. We pray that you would chase them. We pray you would bring them back. We pray that you would rescue those people we love so much. And Lord, I know that we can do things, but mostly we just have to lay them in your hands. Help us to love, 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 even as we pray. Bring the prodigals back to you. Bring those who have never known you before into your fold. We trust you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. And there's a bunch of different levels you can support the podcast at. And this just helps pay for the engineering of each episode that goes out every single day this year. So thanks so much for listening. And I pray that this has been a blessing to you.